You know, I got a lot of respect for the guy. He's a big-time pro bowler, and he's played around here a lot of years, and I just hopefully I can learn something from him.
What are you looking for in this opportunity?
I got to learn the playbook first before we take those steps.
Yeah. One thing Mike said is you're a four-time special teams player. I mean, would you look forward to, you know, making this football team and doing it on special teams, and how is that important to maybe to your growth?
I would like to. I would love to, actually. That's how I got, you know, playing time at OU and college. I know it's a different level, but it's the same sport and it's the same steps. You got to get in on special teams and make some plays there before you get anywhere else.
How about your first day, man? Was it like?
Oh, I love it. It's a lot of fun.
For you?
A lot of fun.
And you talk about special teams and how you make an impact. I mean, you're probably well aware that the fullback position in the NFL just doesn't get used a whole lot. So how do you make yourself not useful but not expendable either?
Well, you have to fill multiple roles and multiple roster spots. You got to find your niche and hopefully add a few more niches to that. You can't just play fullback. You got to play all core special teams and all of that.
John Coon's done it by being super knowledgeable about
right.
the offense. Around here, you'll hear that he knows it maybe as well as Aaron Rodgers does.
Right.
Is that a brain you have to pick constantly, is it?
Yes, as soon as he gets around, you know, I'd like to pick his brain and get a few, you know, some knowledge from him and hopefully be able to apply it the same way.
John Coon will be the first one to tell you he's a smart player.
Oh, yeah, he is. Phenomenal player.
What's it like just, have you even been had a chance yet? I know you guys are busy. Have you had a chance to even just go around Lambeau Field and kind of take in some of the history here?
I came here on a draft visit, actually, before a pre-draft, and they showed us around and everything, but I haven't actually been on the field since then.
Is it kind of, do you get chills or anything when you kind of see just knowing the history of this?
Yeah, of course. You know, coming up here, it's really exciting stuff, knowing how much history, how many great players have played around here, great coaching, great staff and everything. It's pretty exciting stuff.
How many pre-draft visits did you
have? Just two. I went to Denver, other than here.
You seem relatively steady kind of guy. How exciting is it? You seem focused on where you're going, but how exciting is getting drafted and arriving? Dream is alive.
I wouldn't say I've taken a stop and tried to think about it and smell the roses yet. I want to get somewhere and make an impact before I do that.
Did you watch John Coon ever? Was he a guy?
Oh yeah, he was. You know, I was a big fan of his. He growing up, I watched him a lot, and he was kind of a guy I tried to emulate myself after.
I mean, he's been in the league a while. Do you remember? Like,
oh yeah,
he's a high school guy. Like when you were in high school, you watched?
Yeah,
him?
I watched him some in high school.
Is that kind of weird being in the same locker room and competing with them?
Like I said, I really haven't tried to stop and smell the roses yet. I'm just feeling my way through and trying to make an impact before I do that.
When you left here after the pre-draft was there, what did you think? I mean, were you thinking, yeah, these guys are really interested in
I knew they were interested. I didn't know it was draft-worthy, but, you know, I knew they were interested, and hopefully, you know, if it came down to free agency, this would have been the place I would have picked.
What did you think? I mean, when you walked away, you were kind of like, yeah, it'd be pretty cool to be back
here. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was really excited. Hopefully, you know, thank God I got the call to come here because, you know, it's the place I really had my heart set on. I really wanted to come here.
Take us through. I mean, as you're going through college, it's like every year the fullback position is kind of being dialed back more and more in the NFL. Do
right.
you start to get nervous at that point? Like, I'm playing this position and all of a sudden it's almost going away at the pro level.
Not at all. I feel like if you do it well enough, they're going to bring it back regardless, you know. If a team's not using it and you're doing it well enough, hopefully you can open up holes well enough that they start using it.
That said, I mean, way they use Coon and stuff. I mean, is this almost the right fit for you?
I would say so, yeah. I would say so. As a fullback, this is the perfect fit.
What have these last 24 hours been like, or whenever you got into town with these stars, pick up the playbook, trying to digest this?
It's been quick, I'll tell you that much. It's been quick, trying to get in the playbook and learn a few things here and there and trying to get a head start on the rest of the guys, and it's just been a really quick transition.
Do you kind of get a grasp of that on Monday, all the vets are going to be here and you're going to hit the ground running, so it's kind of like there's
right.
no time to be behind.
No time to be behind. You got to get in there and pick up where they left off.
We've heard what the coaches say about what you can bring to the game. I want to know what you think yourself, what you can bring to the table for the Packers.
You know, I'd say a lot of special teams, and I'd like to fill a gap, you know, play some fullback and open up holes and hopefully score a few myself.
What is it that you hope to learn from somebody like Coon, though, to help you translate your game to?
I'd say his technique as well as how much he grasps the offense. You know, he has a full knowledge, a full range of the offense, and he knows everything, every little detail, and I hope to grasp that as well as he does.